said. Bob Arsenal.
Here.
Shell Arsenal.
Here.
Al Austin.
Here.
Bob Blent. Johnny Betts. Jack Bogarski.
Here.
John Boyce.
Here.
Corey Bowen. Jeff Bryant.
Here.
Jen Carcitti.
Here.
Bill Carcitti.
Here.
Randy Clark.
Here.
Wow. Crystal Clevenger.
Here.
Tara Kahn.
Here.
Chris Cole.
Here.
Wow. Carl Decker. Carl Decker.
Here.
All right, brother.
Here.
Joe Downey.
Here.
Rocky Failing. Shelly Failing. Will Ferguson. Gene Gaylord.
Yo.
Will Haberlin.
Here.
Bob Hollenbeck.
Yeah.
Paul Harpus. Ron Hinkle. Betty Holt.
Here.
Butch Hughes.
Here.
Tom Hunt. Troy Kay.
Here.
Brian Kelly.
Here.
Chris Kelly.
Here.
John Klugo. Al Lamar. Wayne Lasher.
Here.
Tom Law.
Here.
Joe Mabb. Dan Main.
Here.
Andre. Ricky Martino. Ricky Martini. Lou Martino.
Here.
Mark Martino here. Mike Martino.
Here.
Hunter Metzler. Matt Metzler.
Here.
Pat Metzler.
Here.
Brian Niemans.
Yep.
Roddy Neeson.
All right.
Johnny Ola. Greg Pottenberg.
Here.
Brian Pulver.
Here.
Shad Pulver. Dave Rankins.
Yep.
Billy Rohr.
Yep.
Rick Rosa. Edward Rosa. Jonathan Schmidt. Joyce Schneider.
Here.
Ron Schneider.
Here.
Carlos Scott.
Here.
Tom Seaman.
Here.
Dave Secor. Jim Sharp.
Here.
Jay Temez.
Here.
George Taylor. And Charlie Webster.
Here.
Let me hold on this for a minute.
Okay. Don't forget Wayne Lasher to introduce himself to the...
Yep. Okay. Just want to say a couple really quick things before we start off with everything. Jay, glad to have you back.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Yes, you can.
Guys, you know, when I got home, there were 37 total email, text, and phone calls. I really appreciate it, guys, for you that guys that, you know, reached out to me, and a lot of them were really heart-touching. You guys really let me know who my brothers and sisters are here. Very much, guys, really. I cried. I thank you. You know, it was a moment. You know, I felt good. I decided to walk the dogs. You know, how was I going to get home? You know, heart attack just hit me all of a sudden. You know, you start worrying about your family. Make it to the emergency room. And all of a sudden, they rush you in. But the good thing about it is, you know, my cardiologist, she came in and, you know, and she did say that, you know, if it weren't for the shape that you're in, you know, and she said, you know, you're an athlete, you know, your heart was really powerful and strong, you would have been dead. There's a piece of plaque that broke off, went to my heart, punctured, caused a rupture, which causes a clot. It tries to defend itself, but it causes a clot that cut off 95% of the circulation to my heart. And good thing I got there on time. I'm alive. I'm happy. You know, they said it's going to take 3 months of recovery from all the heart damage that happened. But I'm good. I'm here. And thank you guys, all of you.
Just don't do it again.
It can happen to anybody.
Yep.
You know, that's the scary part.
Right, and that's one of the things that I was going to bring up too is, you know, we got some shit going on in our club right now with Jay, We got Bobby. I don't know if everybody heard about Bobby. He had his operation on his leg, and he was back home mending. And last week, he had to go back in the hospital again because his retina on his good eye tore. So he went back in, got another operation.
Excuse me, guys.
He's sitting home now again with his head forward down between his legs when he's supposed to be keeping his leg up above his heart. I don't know if you remember what Bobby looked like, but he's not a skinny guy. It's hard to fold yourself in half. He's a hurting unit. He's had a really, really tough year. And, you know, a few weeks ago he was riding his bike and having fun with his radio, and now he's wondering if he's ever going to see again. You got to take every day, man. It's a tough thing. Corey Bowen, he called me also, going in for his operation on his back. He now has a stent because they found other problems with him also. You know, again, every day is different. You gotta love every day and be good to your friends, and it's not worth arguing and fighting about a bunch of stuff. It's not worth all the stress at home. You gotta try to live your days out here. Joe Mabb is in the hospital with his grandson tonight, who had a block in his intestines and had a 4-hour operation yesterday. I don't know if you know him, but he's about the size of that bucket. So, you know, for a little kid like that to be having issues, and, you know, it sucks your whole family in. Bobby's at home with two kids taking care of him because he can't see and he can't, you know. He thought he was in good shape coming to the last social meeting. And
kid's only 5 months old.
Yeah, shit happens. You got to be careful and pay attention. And
overnight, when that happened.
Yep. We're going to do a secretary's report, but keep these guys in your brain, man. Throw them a text, like Jay says. You know, you're sitting home all by yourself wondering what the hell you did wrong to have things go wrong to you. And then you get a text from one of your brothers or sisters saying, hey, I hope you're doing good. If you need anything, let me know. You can ask all those guys I just mentioned, and they'll all tell you it means a lot.
Okay.
Go.
All right. Before I read the minutes, last meeting we had a motion made to donate money for Tara's niece with the golf fundraiser. Somehow I missed who made the motion and who seconded it. Can anyone remember? I sort of thought it was Ron Schneider.
I made the motion.
Okay. No volunteers?
I think it was Roddy.
I brought it up.
Roddy it is.
That sounds good to me. It works. Okay. Meeting called to order at 7:02. Pledge of Allegiance, roll call. Attendance, we had 38 of 64 members present. Let's see. After the reading of the Treasurer's Report by President Mark Martino, a motion was made to accept the minutes by Billy Rohr, seconded by Jay Tomasz, and accepted by members. Land Committee Report. Tent at the property has been delivered to the shop for repair work. The club needs to move storage unit to higher ground. Jake and other members will be down at the property on Saturday the 8th and will work on bringing in fill or digging down to level the hump. The lawnmower is not working and needs repairs. Shad will try to get parts, and an estimate will also be acquired. Excuse me. T-shirt committee. Joyce said member shirt order will be set up in January after collecting order information from members. Trailer bike committee. The trailer would be moved to Winding Brook by Brian Pulver for Tim's run. 501c3. We were still waiting for a reply back from our request to have the late fees waived. Website. Mark Martino is going to work with Rick on the website. A meeting has been set up. Board of Directors, no report. Bylaws, no report. Event Committee, Paint and Sip is scheduled for October 22nd at Stuyvesant Firehouse. Hogs for Hospice event. Members would like to look at all of the events we're planning for 2017, and then we'll decide whether to sponsor the run again this year. Members want to make sure the club can devote the time necessary to make this event worthy of those who did it before ECR.
Christmas party will be at Stuyvesant Firehouse on December 10th at 6 p.m. George Taylor will put together a cost and menu along with Dave Rankin and I believe Paul Harpus. Dishes to pass by other members can be brought if they want, but not necessary. Last year, the club cost was $1,400, just for a reference. Christmas presents will be wrapped on December 17th, delivered on December 18th. Golf fundraiser for Tara's niece at Burden Lake Country Club on October 14th was discussed, and a motion was made by Ron Schneider and seconded by Rod Neeson to sponsor a hole for ECR, cost of $125, so carried. Dave Rankin, Safety Committee, no report. Ticket sales to date does not include any turned in at the meeting that night, $4,500. Old business. There will be no drinking of alcohol when working at the Chatham Fair. Ron Schneider reported that ECR sold 382 tickets at the Lake George Car Nationals. ECR was also invited back for next year at no charge. Report from Hogs for Hospice Ride. Gross income was $4,608 after expenses. The net was a little over $3,000. New business, the nomination committee to be set up by President Martino. Bob and Michelle Arsenault presented President Mark Martino with a thank you from Make-A-Wish to East Coast Riders. Al Austin reported that everything is set for Tim's run. It will be about a three-hour ride. Carl Decker donated $100 towards tent repairs. President Martino thanked him. Boy Scouts Troop 2114 sent a letter requesting ECR support for their annual Valencia Veterans Run. This event will benefit Boy Scout Troop 2114 and the Tim Bocage Memorial Christmas Fund. Billy Rohr made a motion, Pat Metzler seconded, to pay $200 in support of the event. All in favor. New members and prospects, John Boyce and Dan Maines received their bottom rockers. There was no 50-50. There was a monthly collection to put towards the property. The total collected was $158. The meeting was adjourned at 8:25 p.m.
Anybody got any questions?
It's Tara's brother, not
it was for her niece, though. Wasn't it a donation for her, or a fundraiser for her niece's education?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The brother's top.
Okay.
Make a motion to be accepted as read.
Second.
Dave, Gene. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. I'm going to read the treasurer's report tonight. Savings account beginning balance $59,978.80. Checking account beginning balance $1,591.13. Tim Bocage Memorial Fund $913.69. ECR savings account interest for October $4.08. ECR fund itemized cash in membership dues $85, patch fees $80, paint and sip $470, total $635. Raffle fund itemized cash in $2,440. Hospice itemized cash in nothing. Clubhouse fund itemized cash in $178 for building donations. Tent donation from Carl Decker $100 brings it to $278. 50-50 itemized in zero. ECR fund itemized paid out. Golf sponsorship for Scott, $125. Valencia veteran donation for the Boy Scouts, $200. Rob Mink Jr., $90. National Grid, $54.85. IRS fee, $25, which comes to $494.85. Hospice paid out was zero. Clubhouse fund, tent repair $1,398. Property expenses $190.89 to Jake. Property cash advance was $50, brings it to $1,638.89. 50-50 paid out zero. Savings account ending balance $59,982.88. Checking account ending balance $2,870.99. cash on hand in the trailer, $250, which brings us to a grand total of
$63,103.87.
Any motion? Gene? Jeff? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Okay.
Roddy, I'll change that. This will be a golf fundraiser for the Scott Higgins Memorial, okay?
That's what it,
yeah. Okay.
Nice. Reports from committees. Plan, Jake.
The tent's repaired in the back of Ron Snyder's truck. It needs to be unloaded. And we're proposing that we set it up just because we have too much stuff down there to keep covered up. We want to get it set up if we can as soon as possible. We are trying to fill in the mound for the truck box for winter storage also. That's work's going to be done this weekend. I put out an email to see if anybody had a machine or a dump truck or some means of moving dirt so we can get some more fill down there. I haven't heard from anybody. I know it's kind of quick and short notice, but we need to get this stuff straightened out before winter if anybody has access to that. Get a hold of me. But we are going to be working on Sunday afternoon down there trying to fill in. I can maybe get a list together of people who are available to offload and help set up the tent. Maybe sign up one for this weekend or next weekend, depending on what works out best with the people. That's about it.
Okay.
You put out something and it didn't come through.
Okay. I made a couple phone calls to people and they said it did come through. So.
Yeah, it says a cent from Jake.
I got it. It was there. I told it was there because I saw it. You just said it from Jake, but there was no
contact. All right, so just in case anybody didn't get it, needs help this weekend and next weekend. We need to build up the pump so that we can put our truck box on there for winter storage. And we need to put up the tent. They said it's going to take like 6 to 8 guys because the tent is extremely heavy. We have to throw ropes over and pull it over to the other side, and it's good winter storage. So anybody who can help out with that this weekend or next weekend, please see Jake. Also, if you have... One thing I just wanted to say thanks. I know this is not the time, but Brian Pulver brought his truck down there, and he ran 3 or 4 loads of dirt for us. Had a little issue with it, but I wanted to say thanks to him for bringing that down there and, you know, helping us out. He's a prospect, and he's helping, and that's what prospects do.
Thank you, Brian.
Especially when they got a truck like that.
Everybody's great.
But thanks again to Brian for that. So anybody's got help, if they got a dump trailer, a dump truck, a tractor, we need to load some stone on in one location, bring it over there, dump it. We're probably going to need 5 or 6 more loads yet before we can stick that thing up there. T-shirt committee, Joyce.
Yes. As Betty said, I'm kind of working on filing in order. I have a couple things. End of the meeting. Interest points for me to compile in order. You'll see them. They're out on the table. They're yes and no's, requests for sizes. One of the things in it is the Moth Crew long sleeve shirts that we ordered last year. Quite a few people asked me about that. Those. Yes. I just want interest. It's just information for me to kind of compile things. So they'll be here, end of meeting. Other than that, I'm just zeroing in on some member items, and that's it. Those solid numbers. January I'll have one. That's a comfortable time with the anticipation of ordering in March. So that's it.
Trailer bike committee. I'm going to divert to Troy. You got anything on that, Troy?
Troy, get out.
Okay.
You're up, Troy.
The trailer's at my house right now.
Sorry, boss.
That's okay.
What's going on?
More than you need to know. The bike is up at JJ's right now getting fixed. Dave was nice enough to come on Tuesday morning. He grabbed the bike and trailer and ran up there, dumped it off.
While we're on that subject, make sure those goddamn keys get put back in the same spot.
Yeah, you know, that's like four people that have said the keys are in different places. Look at the tongue of the trailer.
To the left.
On the left-hand side, just underneath the rail, there's a C-channel. We're going to put them up on the C-channel right there.
That's a long ways down here.
I thought we all went through that thing down at the property down there, but we want to make sure that that goes right there in the same spot, because I'm always at work when somebody calls me and says, nope, there's nothing there. I've crawled all around underneath the thing. Dave, Matt, Pat, Betty.
I got the same thing from Dave Seacor at the fair.
Yeah. So let's keep it in the same spot underneath there.
They are.
I just put a decal there.
Key is here.
You got insurance. It gets stolen, we'll fill the decal off.
Yep. So as far as the trailer, he's going to give us a call. We're going to run up and pick that up this week, and then that's going to go over to Ronnie and Joyce's house.
Oh.
Talk to your wife.
You'll hear.
No different than any other day, huh, Ron?
501c3.
We have another letter from this time from the state. One says that our state recognition from the charities foundations has been approved, but now they've decided that they'd like to see our 13 and 14 records. I talked to the accountant that does our office work, and she said if you weren't a charity in 13 and 14, they shouldn't need them. But I am prepared to put them together, but I have a call in to them first to find out if, in fact, they really need them before I go through all that work. As soon as I find out, I will get those in the mail. We have 20 days to reply. 10 days have gone by, but I postmarked an envelope, so now we at least have a date before the 20 days are up, so it gives us a few extra days, but I'll work on those. I'll probably be calling Joe Downey for help. Oh, okay. And we got another letter about the penalty for being late filing, and they've decided that they're still working on it, and we have to keep waiting. Big surprise.
Okay.
For what? What are we waiting for?
Waiting for them to say you're okay because we sent it in a day late.
We didn't have the numbers.
We didn't
exactly
have it, so they know that, but they need to think about it for a while before they tell us that we were right, I guess.
They want you to sweat.
How does this affect? They need paperwork from 13 to 14.
No, that's something different.
There's two different things. Huh? There's two things. One is the IRS, and they're the ones that said that we had a penalty for filing late because we didn't have approval. So that one we sent a letter explaining with about 50 pages of documents, and they're just saying that they're still looking at it. So the other one is from New York State, and they're the ones that give us the tax ID numbers. And it was approved for 15. We're now recognized we now have a number. But they said that it was incomplete because we didn't file 13 or 14, but we were not recognized as a state charity.
Right.
So the question is, do they really need those, or do they not realize that we weren't a charity then? So
they gave us the number, which the state needs to give us our 501c, which we were waiting for.
No, the 501c3 is done.
Penalty.
The IRS is the penalty that they're going to probably waive, because the 501c3 is all approved. Once you get that from the IRS, from the federal government, you then have to get approval also from the state and be recognized by the state as a charitable organization.
So they're two different numbers.
Two different paperwork. They all kind of go together.
Right. But that number from the state is not what the feds are waiting for.
Correct.
They're not, probably the same.
They're not.
They're not.
No.
They're not. Okay.
And the federal government's not waiting for anything. They've got everything. They're just saying that we owed a penalty for filing late, but we didn't file late because we didn't have the notice.
Okay. Bylaws, Jake?
Nothing new.
Okay. I'm just going to add one little quick thing to that. There are things that come up during the year, even though we're 10, 12 years old, we're still new when things come up. So if there needs to be a change to a bylaw or a policy change that goes along with the bylaw, we're just going to write them down and at the end of the year make one change to the bylaws instead of, you know, periodically things come up. We end up with 3 or 4 or 5 things during a year. We don't want to keep changing them over 5 times during a year. So Jake is working with us to write down all those things. And then at the end of the year, we'll go through and add those policies or bylaw changes once a year if we have to. Again, our bylaws are our bylaws. That's what we are. If we need to add something because of something that arises, it's just a policy change to most things until the end of the year.
Normally that's done. I mean, most clubs do that. They do a bylaw review at the end of the year, and then they bring the changes to the membership.
Right. That's what Jake came up with that also, so that's what he's going to do as the bylaw.
On a 2-year basis, 3-year basis, whatever's needed.
Yep.
Hey, Mark, I've got a question. Just so I know, it's been kind of confusing. You have proposed members, proposed prospects to come to the meeting.
Yep.
Well, I always thought in the past that initially the introduction to that individual is done on the social meeting night.
Correct.
It's not done on the business meeting.
Yep.
No. First you get to meet him, go for a ride with him, whatever, and then he's entered, you know, then he's... That's when he can come, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just from my
eye,
I guess.
Yep. Ronnie, I think we went through this before. I don't think there's anything in the bylaws about that. I think we've gone through that before.
It doesn't make sense to me that we're going to bring... I don't know.
I don't think it's in there.
Something to bring up.
Well, maybe it's something for the bylaw people to put a policy change. It's nice to be able to, you know, like Wayne, for instance, came to a social meeting, introduced himself, said hi... You know, we a lot of guys know him already because we've been to his place before. Or...
But I think we've gone down that road before, and I think it was brought up a couple of months, three, whatever, this past year, where it was never in there about when they can come, new members can come. I mean, yeah. I can be wrong, but...
Yeah. Well, we can check on that, and Jake can add that to his list, too.
We did go through it. We went in. We decided to keep it the way it was because a lot of times people can't come to... a lot of the meetings, and they can only make meetings on a regular scheduled business night. It's no different. When the bylaws state that you can come to a meeting and you can have 4 guests with you at a business meeting, so I don't think it's great. You can have 4 guests at a business meeting. Why can't a frost prospect come and fly at a business meeting?
Do you bring 4 guests to a business meeting?
Absolutely.
That's the way it's written.
That was in the old bylaws. It's in the new bylaws, yes.
We've gone over this before. Jake's right. I remember going over it, right?
It's, you know, it doesn't make sense that he can have guests and you can't have a prospective member.
Right.
We don't talk about stuff that's highly classified or anything like that. I don't think somebody's going to come in and spy in one business meeting and... you know, overthrow the whole club or something. You know, they're friendly with somebody and are coming in as a prospective member. Somebody has a general knowledge of them. Normally, you know, it's not like people are just walking in off the street and are. You know, in that case, we would appoint somebody to steer them in the right direction or peel them out. I would say.
I would suggest when we leave it. I don't know if anyone noticed. I didn't notice till last meeting. But when we all left, we left all our financials laying on the tables at the restaurant. I think whatever papers we have should be taken up, picked up and taken with us.
Most of it.
Yep. Well, I think the reading of the bills and the reading of the secretary's report and stuff is pretty much good enough for most people. If they want to see something, they can always approach the table afterwards and ask to look at financials. I don't know if we need to hand them out to everybody. You fold it up, put it in your pocket, it falls out in the parking lot, and then everybody knows our business.
You can put it on the website also, too, for members only.
We just started doing that, yep. I know that Betty mentioned in her report that Mark Martino and Rick were working on the website. That is actually Mike Martino and Rick were working on the website with some help from Jen also.
You want an update?
Yeah, we would like an update. That'd be great.
So, last meeting, as Betty had said, Rick and I talked a little bit about playing around with the website. And at the social meeting, we set up some time to go over that, and Jen came for that also. So I mocked up a quick site for them to look at, and when they looked at it, you know, Jen's familiar with Weebly, the thing that we use, and everybody kind of agreed that that was kind of the way to go forward. Since then, Jen has done an amazing amount of work on the website. So she's continued to put the stuff behind the members site on there. She worked with Betty to get a mission statement out there. There's a public side to it. There's a members only side. And when I say she did a lot of work, this isn't like 2 hours worth of work. Jen has probably 20 plus hours since I started working on it to get it to where it is. So she did an amazing job with it. So right now, what it is it's hosted on my site. It's a URL that's eastcoastridersny.org, and it's password protected. So she's been working on that, and what you saw tonight was the culmination of, like I said, hours and hours worth of work. So, Jen, I mean, if you want to say more about it, feel free. But I do want to just kind of what we talked about, you know, moving it to the next level, which we need to do. So, okay. So, what if everybody agrees that what Jen has done is, you know, going along the right path? What would be the next thing for the membership to do? Would it be to look at purchasing a hosting account on their own, and then having the ECR site that they have today moved over to what Jen has already been working on? Through Weebly, that's about $12 a month. I believe it needs to be paid 6 months in advance. We already purchased the one name, which is East Coast Riders. There's also East Coast Riders New York, which we could also make, so if you typed either of those, it would go to the site that Jen created.
Is that an extra $12 a month?
That's not. Okay. No. What happens is when you own a domain name, like we already own East Coast Riders, you do have to renew it on a regular basis. There's 1-year plans, there's discount if you do 5-year plans, and things like that. So we have to kind of look at where we are and, you know, what the costs were associated with that. But the main cost is about $12 a month. Okay.
We had a website that someone else hosted in the past, and when they weren't doing stuff with the website and we tried to move it, we had an issue getting our, quote, website back. If you're hosting this site, does that mean that you're owning it or do we own it?
No, that's what would need to happen would be right now. In order to mock it up, I had to host the site on my site. Otherwise, you'd have to buy something separate to be able to host it.
All right.
So ECR, and that's why... Jen, we don't want to get too far ahead because she may need to rebuild the site, and I, of course, will help you with that. But rebuild the site, if East Coast Riders purchase their own domain hosting, it would need to be rebuilt under that. We're hoping we can just kind of trick it into, you know, knowing East Coast Riders site and stuff like that. A lot of technical stuff. I can give you all technical stuff if you want.
So right now, though, this is not live. What we're seeing is like a... mock-up of
it. It's a mock-up. It's live, though. It's on the internet. Anyone could go out to eastcoastridersny.org, put in the site password, which is capital E, capital C, capital R, member site, and you can get in and see exactly what you saw today. So it is actually live. out on the internet, but the entire site is password protected, so the public can't get in and see what you've been mocking up. Okay? So if you were to move to a live site, you would take off that password protect there. You would then redirect the URLs to that particular site. East Coast Riders and East Coast Riders NY would work under a site owned and hosted by, well, hosted through WeedLink. Does that make sense?
So Mike would no longer be the host, it would be East Coast Riders, so we wouldn't have the situation that we had last time.
So it sounds like you need a couple $100 a year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Right.
It would have to be an ongoing payment to WeedLink.
I make a motion we spend the $200 and do whatever they suggest.
Second.
Get it over with.
One quick question now. Can we also look into seeing if we can get that other site that we had in there either moved over or...
Well, he's saying they're going to try to move. You're going to try to move the old site over. Or not the old site, but you're going to use this...
The mock-up site would be the only thing that could be moved over. Well, we would try to move that over.
Okay.
Or a rebuilding is what would really need to happen. But what Rick had built would go away. I mean, if there's content on there that we needed to save or anything like that, you know, I'm sure we could work on trying to do that, but it would be basically old site would go away, new site would come online.
Okay, and I think there was a previous site to that also that was done by
Will Ferguson.
I don't know. We don't know too much about that.
Okay. That might be just one thing to look into before we jump too far, just because we want to... I mean, I'm kind of in favor of just doing our own thing now and not being locked to anybody else, but...
So, can Jen please jump in at any time? And, you know, to try to do anything with the old site in the way that we think it should be done, which is a simple website template builder, there's not much you can reuse or move over. It's kind of its own thing. It's like a new house, you know, and, you know, we just kind of give the club the keys to the house, and it's all new.
Mm-hmm. But the benefit to the site builder is that he needs to go change that real quick. It's no problem. It's going to make updating the site much faster. So you look really confused.
Yeah.
Well, I'm confused because of that old site that we tried numerous times to get and paid extra domain fees and everything for, and Will still owns that site.
Well, if he owns the URL, which is eastcoastriders.org, if he owns that, then that may be a problem re-registering that.
We bought the domain.
You can probably do that right now to see who actually owns the domain East Coast Riders.
I believe we bought it.
Buy it back from him.
Are you serious? They're
$9.95. Well, that was the only way we could get it back.
All right.
So if Rick is, if we could take whatever we want, if we can just dissect the carcass that we have now and take what we want and just dump the rest. Like, we have history in there, I know, that we never got out. Those are things that you can still get out of there, maybe?
We should be able to. We'll work
okay.
For it. Maybe we'll have another meeting and we'll all sit down and see what files are available and stuff like that.
I think everything you said is good. We just want to make sure we can either obtain some of that information from the real early years, and I know there was some pictures and stuff on there. Some of them got deleted, too.
If he has all the pictures on disk or whatever that he's already uploaded, you're not going to lose that kind of stuff if he still has it. But the actual site itself, the way that it's done, and Rick will tell you this, it's so complicated to maintain. That's the part that we want to do away with. The content, I'm sure we can still...
Mark, isn't the site that we bought back the one that Rick's been trying to...
Yes.
Yeah.
So Rick has it.
Right, so that's good.
Okay.
I have his address and phone number.
I think what they're...
Pat?
Jen brought her laptop over here when I first got here to just kind of play around with that website. It seems so user-friendly compared to even the last two sites. And it just seemed so easy to move around. I think it was great.
and it's not complete.
Right.
Still a shell, it's not complete.
Right.
But she shouldn't do a lot more work unless we're actually going to move it over, because she's just wasting her time if we don't move it over.
I mean, just for what you saw, I had some hours into it. She has an insane amount of hours into it. So to have to keep working on that, you know, the club's going to give direction to go forward. It's got to kind of be the real site. Otherwise, it's a monumental waste of time. Jay, you had a question over there.
I'm really ignorant to this stuff, but we own, or will own, East Coast Riders.
Yes. Rick owns it on behalf of the club.
And we own that. Why is there other sites on there, other people calling themselves East Coast Riders also?
There shouldn't be.
Well, no, there's an East Coast Riders MC.
Yes, there's a car club.
And there's a car club also. There's a motorcycle club.
We're EastCoastRiders.org.
Okay, that's what I was asking, you know, to make sure, because if we own East Coast Riders, there's a couple other clubs. You know, one is a car club, and one is a motorcycle club that use East Coast Riders.
So the other thing is we'll also own, I'll just transfer over to the club, EastCoastRidersNY.org. So either one you type in, it's not two sites, it just goes to the same place.
So other people can call themselves East Coast Riders, but we're NY.org.
Right, and we're going to own it forever. We don't have to, you know, if you get hit by a bus tomorrow or something.
Yeah, give it to the club. And Rick should probably, when the club gets the weekly site, Rick should transfer it all to the club. I'll transfer that to the club. And the registration online will be in the club's name, not in an individual member of the club's name. That's how, in my opinion, Jen, you know, that's how it should be.
Right.
The organization should own those, and you will own them until you forget to pay for them. If you forget to pay for them, they can be stolen and held hostage. So never stop paying for them. What I did on my site, which would, you know, when the club buys theirs, they can do this, is made Jen an administrator and made Rick an administrator. So when the club buys their own account, they could make, if they wanted, an administrator, Jen to be an administrator, Rick can be an administrator, you know, whoever else you want. They can go in and they can actually make changes to the site itself. Members won't be able to go in and just make changes by logging into the members.
Right.
You have to go in through the website builder.
Right, but if the events committee wants to go in and add a few things to there, they can they can also get.
Yes, they can if they are trained on how to do it. That would just be my
own. Yeah, you got to be careful making the changes. You'd be better off, the events committee would be better off transferring the information to an administrator and having the administrator add it, because, as these guys know, one little wrong click and you can screw up the entire
site. And how many administrators are there?
Right now, I mean, remember, this is just a mock site that we have.
So it's you.
Me, Jen, and Rick have administrative privileges to it. The current site, I don't know, only Rick probably, maybe somebody else.
I would like there to be more than one or two people on there, like three people, because if you're in Colorado and something needs to get put on, we need to talk to Jen or talk to Rick. And
as far as events go, all I did was just, if you want to look at the site, I just embedded the Google Calendar. So if Betty updates the Google Calendar, it's automatically going to be updated on the site.
And Pat, just so you guys know, Pat and I both have administrative, and I think I give Jen administrative for the calendar, so there's actually three people that can make changes to our calendar.
So, you know, I just, that's a great way to do the calendar and stuff. I mean, this is just my recommendation, and I think Jen's too, is the club, you know, that's cool, but the actual site itself, to go into that account and to play around with it, you want to make sure that people know what they're doing, because this mock site, 20 plus hours probably she has on this in 2 weeks, and that can go away pretty darn quick.
If we can load the backup,
you know, so it's not easy to do. From the perspective of, you don't know what you're doing.
Well, we have two motions. You got to make it with a vote.
So if any of those guys, because you came in a little bit later, we have laptops all over. If you want to see the site before you guys leave, just come find us and we'll show you the site.
Okay, I think what you said has been, you know, has been pretty good. We would just like to get an okay by the board of directors that are here so that we can continue with the motion. You, Brian? Who else we got? Roddy?
I'm okay.
Al?
I'm good with it.
You're good with it?
I've got every board of director here.
And Tommy. Okay. I think Dave made a motion.
I'd like to add to Dave's motion before we decide on it. I'd like to add that we officially add Jen Carcini to that, and they have the three administrators, so there is at least three people who are on that site along with Rick instead of just one person.
Yep, that's what we want to do.
We'll all be added to that committee, and then I think we should go for approval immediately to get them going on this instead of working 20 hours on a mock-up site. That's 20 hours towards, we can have an up and running site. I think it should be approved.
Gene, did you second that motion?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'll second the initials as well.
All in favor of this?
Aye.
Jen, I want to say thank you to you and Michael and Rick, who's not here, for taking the initiative to help out with that thing and get this thing kicked off so that we can be more well-known out there on the internet, too. We had some talks the other night with Al, and in reference to this also, we wanted to find out if anybody in this room has any contacts to media, either television, newspapers, things that can help us out, because we sure do an awful lot of good things for the community and surrounding communities, and a lot of things go by the wayside. You know, we get the recognition from the people that we give the check to or whatnot, but, you know, it was, sure would be nice to, you know, they see three cats going across the road and some guy picks them up and they make the news, and we give away $20,000 and nobody even knows about it. You know, it would be nice if anybody has contacts to any of those type of people to let us know, so that we would like to either have a committee that helps the events committee with PR, because we think it's important that we get our name out there, and in a good way too. So thanks to you guys for the website. Yeah, I think that's great.
Once again, prospects doing the job.
Yep, that's what I was just going to say. You know, it really helps out when people are helping move us forward like that.
Lou, whose kid is that?
It's Beverly's.
Yeah.
Board of Directors, Jake, what do you got?
I think you heard it all.
You heard it all. Event committee, Betty.
Pat.
We've already kind of brought up all the dates I was going to bring up. Christmas party on the 10th. That's when the Ask and Cheer is going to be wrapping off. I have tickets for sale. You guys can take here. You want to ask about any after the meeting. The wrapping's on the 17th. Delivery's on the 18th. I'm throwing it out there again. Beast Feast is March 11th. Same thing, men are cooking. Bringing that up. The raffle tickets were at about roughly 48, probably after tonight, probably about 40, almost 49. So I have tickets here that are for sale. In the end of it, I did get tickets back in tonight. That's not counting what I received when people brought back to me. So, it wouldn't surprise me if we have maybe 30, 40 tickets for the night of the raffle, unless, of course, people want to get some tonight, whatever. Cake sip, as she brought up before, cake sip. I think I sipped too much. We had it all, again, my thought. I've been sick ever since, but actually.
Yeah, I just want to make mention to the people who helped out with that paint and sip, got it kicked off, found the place, you know, filled another 20-some people in there, outside people and us too, to come up with almost another $500 in there. I think it, you know, that's all money that keeps getting added into us. You know, that's our money. That's not for anybody else. It's ours, and I think they did a good job. So a little round for those guys too.
We have 10 ticket bundles, $5 a ticket for the raffle for the Christmas party. That brings in some good money off.
I just want to mention to you guys, we ordered 1,000 tickets. Obviously, our chances of selling that many are pretty slim in a month, but every dime of this money is ours, whether we put it towards the property or what we do with it or a building. It's all ours. I mean, it would be awesome if we could get $5,000 out of this. But whatever we get is pure profit for the club. And thank you to everyone that brought bottles today.
Yep, there's a lot of bottles in here. We're asking that everybody bring in a bottle to help out. And, you know, it makes for a nice big fat basket in there. And when people do see it, they want to spend $5 or even $20 on it to try to win all that stuff. So, yeah.
I got to bring some bottles back because Scott's new hobby is trying to empty that liquor cabinet. And it's not a hobby anymore. It's a profession.
Are we going to try to do something for the fire company for letting us?
Yeah. Pat, did you want to mention something about paying the fire company?
Yeah, I was going to suggest that out of the paint and sip, that we donate $100 to the fire company for letting us use the place. That's the same place that the Beast is going to be. They've been good to us. They're, you know, doors aren't locked. Lock them if we need. I mean, they've been really good to us about using the place. So.
Second.
Who was first?
Rowdy was first.
Who's third?
Roddy James. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Let's see. Raffle party we talked about. You have that spinner at your house for the tickets? Yes. I'll need to get that too with that. We're gonna get a couple of people together ahead of time and fold up all those tickets for the bike raffle also, instead of sitting here that night and folding up 5,000 tickets all together. And we're probably going to fold them up ahead of time, so maybe we'll grab that tub ahead of time and see if we can toss them all in there. And
what are we doing?
We put them in trash bags. Come in and put them in.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
What
are we doing? What?
We're drawing. So we're buying any of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that right now, too. What date is that? That is the 12th,
November,
right?
12th. Yep.
All right, so that's the 12th. It's here. We're going to try to get the bike down here earlier, like 4:30-ish or something. I've told Alicia here, 6 o'clock, she's going to bring out some snacks and stuff. And then she asked about food for that night. Hamburgers, hot dogs, some pizza bread. I think they had some vegetables and stuff also. I can look on my phone and see what exactly it was. Last year, that was the one that was $15?
Mm-hmm.
Last year we paid $15 a head for that. We're going to do that again this year. That's you and spouse or guest or whatever. Yeah, Pat?
Speaking of that, did we decide what we're charging? $10 or $15 a head?
15. Yep.
I thought you said
yep. We're probably going to eat at 7 o'clock.
What time is the drawing going to be? Because people have called. Last year we drew at 7.
Okay. I can tell her anytime.
Okay, so there's not going to be food until 6?
6. Yep.
Okay.
We want to do the drawing at 7. We can do the drawing at 7 or 7:30 or.
So eat at 6, drawing at 7.
Yeah. I don't want to make it too early, but.
Okay.
Is that all right?
You want me to do the drawing?
That's a good question. Yeah, that's this weekend, next weekend, yeah.
Okay, drawings at 7?
Yep.
Okay.
Saturday, right?
Saturday the 12th.
Yep. Saturday the 12th. Another thing to remember, Sunday the 6th, this Sunday, Farmhouse Rules, 11:30, that's when it's going to be on TV. So whether you want to tape it or watch it, that's this weekend coming up.
And then again on the 9th. And then it's again on the 9th.
Yeah, they have a second one showing on Wednesday the 9th too. Is that same time?
10:30 in the morning. Does anybody know
what's... Yeah, Dave?
Farmhouse Rules has donated $500 to us. $250 for hospice and $250 to our PCR. There's two checks.
Good job.
They just want receipts.
You know, I know we mentioned something at the last meeting too, but you know, between Dave and Kelly helping spearhead that thing with Nancy Fuller, I think it was a great thing, and you know, it gives us publicity for this weekend. A lot of people are going to see that. We got some money coming in from it too. You know, it shows again that we're doing good things. So I just want to say thanks to Dave and Kelly also for helping out with that thing.
Everybody.
And spearheading it all. Yeah, Ronnie helping drive people around, and you, and but I mean, there again, you know, between the paint and sip and this thing and this, you know, next thing you know, we got $1,000 again, another $1,000, and it's our money also. These are the things that we, you know, we try to work towards also, not just always giving away. Christmas party, December 10th. That is here also. Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, Firehouse. We did that already.
Six. That's why I got rid of it.
Six.
Okay. And the price?
And how much is that going to be? 10? No, what was that?
We're doing donations for members.
Right.
And then the guests will be 20. Members and one guest is free. Okay. Or donations would be. And then any other guests above that is 20.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, why don't you tell them then? Because you seem to got that licked.
All right, the Christmas party. My understanding from Mark is that members and guests and one guest is free. You can make a donation. We'll leave a bucket for donations if you'd like to make some to offset the cost. Any extra guests would be $20 a person.
Yeah, the cost of this thing is going to be just under $1,400 for us. But you're getting prime rib and chicken and vegetables and shrimp cocktail and some hors d'oeuvre Swedish meatballs and stuff. And then the donation bucket is up there to help offset that cost. If you want to put something in, put something in. The guys that are hosting the thing are not charging anything for it and all their time and everything that went into it. So if you can throw a little something in there, it's less money that we got to take out of our kitty.
We are paying for the food.
Right. Yep. What else we got on there? That was it for that. Right?
You had a question?
Yes?
That's for the Christmas party, right?
Correct.
I think we ought to invite Buzzy up for their Christmas party. He'd done quite a bit for Ronnie and them guys up in Lake George. At least Ronnie and his wife.
Yeah, he's doing that bike for Bobby, losing money fixing that bike for us.
I think he should be invited to the Christmas party.
Okay. Want to make a motion or?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion.
I second that motion.
Okay. All in favor of inviting Buzzy and his wife to the party?
Not a problem.
Do you
got to
count that? Is that enough votes?
Carried. That's enough.
Carried.
Are you also inviting Steve?
hospice and them people, or no?
Steve's a couple.
Yeah, because that's where we do the donation. So that
he came last year too, though. Yeah. Oh. Steve and them guys came anyway. Right. We give them the check.
Right.
Sorry, what else we got?
I'll contact hospice to let them know when it is and where.
And they're all free, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Al, you got something for us?
Yep. I'll give you a rundown on Tim's run, guys. Basically, there's four departments where we make money on Tim's run. First one is riders, waivers. After that day, I put everything together in packets, rubber banded with notes. Jimmy Sharp came over Wednesday and went through everything. Everything came out. But there was $10. We both came up with 69 waivers. Now, that doesn't mean it was 69 bikes. Some of them were two up. There was some bait boys that came to Winding Brook that wasn't on the ride, but they came over. I had them sign a waiver. That's how we keep track of the $10 donations. So anyway, there were 70. So that's $700. The other department is donations from the public and ECR members. That came to $760. It was $460 in checks, $300 in cash. The 50-50, we raised $300. Half is ours, $150. Tom Law won it, and he graciously donated $100 back. So we made $250 on the 50-50. And then the last but not least is the raffle. We made $420 on the raffle. So that's a total of, or was, $2,130. Tonight, Jen and Carlos Scott gave me $500. Carl Decker added another $60. So we have a grand total of $2,690. This year, as you know too, now there's a fifth this year, the scouts are going to donate. We don't know what that's going to be from the veterans run. So I've been in contact with Will. I haven't heard from him, so I called him. He has been in touch with Ichabod, with the guidance department. They're easily going to come up with seven or eight families, and it's left up to us. It's not left up to Ichabod or Will. How many families we do, it's up to us. It's what we want to spend. It makes a difference how many kids are in each family, too. If the families are small, we could do 9 or 10. If they're of good size, there's 4, 5, 6 kids, that takes more money naturally, so we can't do as many. You have to appreciate one thing, too. Will gets a list from the guidance department of Ichabod Crane, and teachers get involved in this. This list at different years has been 20, one year was high as 25, 26, 27 people, families. Everybody doesn't want to get involved in this because of pride or whatever reason, and they decline. After the school gets in touch with them, they decline. So then they go down the list to the next family. So Will is on board with that. He's going to pursue it. We're going to need to see how much money we get from the scouts. Yes, Ron?
I thought in the past, being to say what you're talking about as far as the number of people that we did, you know, affects family or size per family. But I thought we put a number that we were going to do 20 or 25 people all together, including, it could have been 5 families, 7 families, or 3 families. You know, I mean, one family could have 7 people in it.
Right.
One could have, like you said, 3, one could have 10.
Yeah. I didn't know we ever picked a number of people. I thought it was families that we did.
That way, you know, we're not just giving out lollipops, we're doing...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
For those of you that don't know, food is involved in this. Clothing, toys, it isn't just toys. but I didn't know, and I didn't remember that we picked out how many people. I thought we went by families.
I thought last year we said we were only buying for the kids. Isn't that what we discussed?
I don't know if that was true, because aren't you considering food for the a family?
No, no, we're talking about the gifts. The gifts were for the kids only, because they were buying. He was buying for the parents, and it just seemed like the kids is what we were focused on. The parents, at least the kids are getting a present and they're having a nice meal.
We can definitely stick with it. That's up, entirely up to us. Mm-hmm. That's not up to Will.
Well, I think that was something we voted on last year.
Well, what if we bought like a toaster oven for each family so they have something to cook with and toys?
Yeah, but we don't know if they have one or not. That's the thing.
Yeah, see, one reason why Will goes through the school, through the guidance department, his teachers, sometimes the teachers know more about a family than the guidance department does. They're seeing these children every day coming in, and they take that into consideration, and they listen to some of the teachers. These teachers know. They can go to the guidance and to Will and say, this particular family really needs some help. This little girl's coming, you know, doesn't have boots when it's cold. She's in sneakers, and so they do pay attention to that. But what I was trying to explain was that family could have been up here. And when they call them, that father's not on board. He says, no, I don't want you stopping here. And that happens. We don't know that. I found out a couple years ago this was happening. There was one year that some members, and a lot of us felt some families were getting some aid that necessarily didn't feel needed it, that there was more families out there that needed help, and it was true, but those families declined. They didn't want the help. The father insisted, I don't want anybody showing up here, and they were adamant about it. So then the guidance department goes to the next family and calls them. If they're on board, okay. If they're not, then they go down to the next one. So there's nothing that we can really do about that.
How do you pick how much you're going to spend per person? Does that have a number? Or
we did.
Just get a shopping list from the kids.
Yeah. The guidance department, once they know the families, they actually meet with the parents and kind of find out what they need. We know the gender of the kids, the age, and what they need.
And they get sizes, I'm assuming.
Yep.
How are we doing money-wise?
I don't know what the club donated last year. This is pretty close to last year, what we raised. I know the club donated more. A lot's going to depend on what the Veterans Run does and adds to this.
Well, you have 9,900 in the bank as well.
That would take taken in on top of that, yeah.
How low do you draw the account?
You take put it right down. That's up to the club, not me.
Okay, I was just curious
You can take all of that or leave $5 in it just to keep, you know, something in it.
All right, so right now you're looking at like
four. That's four Tim's run. So.
So you're looking at like 3,500 right now is what you have in hand.
Plus the 9.
That's what I'm adding, the 9 to the 26. So you're like 35.
Plus the veterans, yeah.
Plus the veterans and any other donations. Okay.
What did we donate last year?
600 for food. We did only food.
Can I make a motion to go to that?
You can.
It's for the kids. Is that?
Do we want to see what we get from the veterans first? And and then go from there, because, you know, if we're...
Get all the information. Yep.
Yep. Also, for anybody who hasn't been to these, you know, for the new guys and the prospects, it's a pretty incredible thing to go to. We would like you to go and be part of this. To some of us older guys, it's different every single year. I mean, I know one year... Santa Claus saw a family that needed a little extra help, and he gathered up some of the other elves, and they made a pretty incredible Christmas for these people, bringing them things that they didn't have, like tables and chairs and a Christmas tree and, you know, a phone for the parents and you know, there was an awful lot of stuff, and, you know, that was from Santa Neiman's popping in and seeing some people and saying, hey, I think maybe Troy, Dave, I think there was a couple of people that were involved in that, but, yeah. That's a pretty awesome thing when you can get together like that. I know that Roddy and Tara were heavily involved in that too, but, you know, there again, that's just what we do. Some of the guys had some extra stuff, thought they could help out.
Sarah also mentioned it to the Rensselaer House, and a bunch of people there donated to that family too.
Yeah. I just think it's a really good thing to see. If you haven't been involved in that, the prospects especially should be involved.
Just a couple people to end this. I want to thank everybody for being on the ride that day. Some people donated extra. Some people helped out in other ways. I want to thank Jack Wigarski for DJing as he has for 9 years. Betty making up the flyers. Roddy and Tara and Joyce getting the raffle prizes. Chad, Corey, and Sharpie at registration with me. You know, this takes help from everybody. And thanks for everybody for the donations that they made besides riding that day. We appreciate it. I have a couple shirts left. I'm sorry, but they're only extra large. I have one small. I have one small left and probably six extra larges if anybody's looking for a shirt. See me after the meeting.
Okay. And on the tournament again, the kids at home, delivery on the presents, because you know how it is with the kids. You know, we started out last year.
Yeah, what Brian is saying too is it's nice to have our families all together and be able to go, but this is a pretty tough thing for some families to take, so we would appreciate not having the young ones around if we can. This is a thing that, you know, we don't want a kid going up going, hey, that's a kid I went to school with or I go to school with. You know, it can be embarrassing for families in there. So let's keep this for grown-ups.
Another thing, too, is we showed up to some that haven't been there. We showed up to a house where they had a better car than I have. And we all were saying, what the hell are we doing here?
Then we
found out later that both parents got terribly ill and sick. And we donated to them. The next year, they got back on their feet and donated back to us. So when you walk into somebody's houses,
that's a place they came.
Yeah, you got to know what's going on.
Too.
Yeah.
Guys, one year there was a place that had a brand new Dodge, whether it was the year 2013 or 14, I don't remember, a Dodge Power Wagon, red Power Wagon, sitting out in the parking lot. And it bothered me too, you know. But we found out later that was a cousin's truck. It wasn't the family that was living there. So you can't always go by what you see. We have to go by the guidance department. One year the club talked about alleviating the guidance department, the school entirely, and doing this ourselves. And that's fine if you wanted to do that. It's a lot of work. A lot of you don't know Will. He doesn't get to meetings like that. This is the one thing that he does all year, but it's a lot of work. Him and his wife, the two of them go and buy all the presents for all these people, whether it's seven families, eight or nine families, for all the kids. They go and buy everything, just the two of them. I've offered to help, and they decline. It's a lot of work. The health department won't work with us. You have to be involved in Ichabod. Will is a basketball coach, and that's how he got his foot in the door with them. So don't always pay attention. What I'm trying to explain, don't always pay attention to what's sitting outside. And, you know, we have to go by the guidance department and the Ichabod Crane teachers a little bit and take it for what it's worth. This family needs some help.
It's for the kids again. The kids don't own the cars both either, kids. So it's for the kids. Okay, thanks, Al.
Yep.
One thing that I want to do also is let everybody know that I have a list of events, everything that we did last year from March all the way up until now. Some people have been pretty instrumental in doing these events. Like, for instance, you know, the antique bike show, which Roddy does and Tara and Corey and others. A new one from last year was the Hot Rod Nationals, Ronnie Schneider and Joyce and George and Rick. This year we would like to see if anybody that did those events last year would like to do those events again this year with some other people. I'd like to tag some people's names on there. You know, you're kind of taking ownership in some of those runs. You can help out with anything that you want to, but I want to know that Roddy's doing that antique bike show, and he's got his people, and he knows who's bringing the trailer down and making sure that the T-shirts are in the trailer and that the money's in the trailer and everything, so that we don't all have to micromanage everything that goes on. You guys are all grown-ups. You know how to handle things. You know, again, there's Blackthorn, Walk for Hospice, JJ Nights. Davis said that he'd find out what the JJ Nights are for this year, and he'd run them up to two or three times. You know, you got to have the bike trailer up there at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, and it means something to get those things done ahead of time. For the people who hop on their bike and meet up there at 7 o'clock and they hang out and have a burger and hop on their bike and go home, it's good. We're glad that you come. But there's an awful lot of stuff that was done before that and after that, too, that we need help with. Goat Brothers, Tim's Run, you know, even things like the bike raffle parties and stuff like that, you know, we need to all be involved in this. You know, we're praising a couple of the prospects tonight, and, you know, Bob and Michelle go to just about everything that there is, and they sell tickets like wildfire, and we need everybody to be involved this year. We need help with everything. I like to tag some names on there, so if you want to stop up after the meeting and put your name to one of the events, we're gonna have a hit person, and then he'll have his people that are gonna help out with things too. Not saying nobody can, you know, not help with everything. If they want to go to everything, hey, that's awesome too. But we want to make sure that we know what those people are, because then, you know, year after year, if you want to do that one thing. Roddy said he enjoyed doing that thing, and him and Tara and, you know, the group that they had down there, and that's great, because if I have something to do, or if Ronnie has something to do, or Jake has something to do that day, we know that there's a group of ECR guys down there, and they're handling that thing for us. And we need that. We need everybody to be in participation. So we keep track of that also. You need what? You need more Lou's? You got a Lou. There's a little Lou right there.
Hey, you're on my crew, buddy.
Oh, whoa, no fighting over the sweetness.
He's on my crew. He's on my crew.
Also,
you can do fantasy for you.
Here's a list of everybody's name on here. And everything that started out with a paint and sip in February all the way up until last week. Everything that you've attended. Every meeting that you have or have not attended. We're taking a peek at that too. There's some people that got so many X's on here, it's incredible. And then there's a couple on here that don't have a lot of X's. It also goes along with your coming to meetings. You only got to get 6 in a year to be in good standing to be able to vote. There's a couple of exceptions. If you've got a sickness or an illness, or, you know, you got a Bobby or a Jay or something that is coming up that, you know, or that happened that you can't, we understand that, and we'll take that in. But there's a lot of people that are sitting home watching TV during the meetings too, and, you know, we're also going to look at that. So think of that when you're voting or when you're not voting this year.
Do you want to let them look at these if they want?
They can if they want to. We'll put them out on the table if you want to come up and take a peek at the ones you do. The other thing is, too, when you go to events, it's not Betty's responsibility or Roddy's responsibility or whoever's running that event to write your name down on there. Make sure your name's on the list. Because then at the end of the year, you can, you know, they know what things that you worked and what you didn't.
We do try to keep track, but it's never a bad idea to just double check and make sure. And I have these all after every event, so even just send me an email and say you want to make sure that I knew you were there.
Yeah, or a text or anything. Hey, I helped out at this event, or we'll know if you're there or you're not.
Funny thing, that being said, there's always a tracking sheet on the top of that cart. Right. For instance, Chatham Fair, somebody came down and helped. I was working that day. On the back of that tracking sheet, I wrote down Bob, Sam, and Fred were here today.
Yeah.
And that is a good resource, and it saves a lot of communication.
The only problem is when that cash sheet goes, I don't see it. But you're right. At least it's written somewhere. Because what Shelley would do is
reference. Once it's, you know, you have a point of reference.
Well, Shelley would take a picture of it and send it to me. So that worked.
Right.
But there are different ways.
You can always check your name down on there and save everybody's.
Yeah. The other thing too is if you're working at a night like the fair or, you know, the antique bike show or something. At the end of the night, when they cash up the amount, you know, they write everything down, they check off whatever shirts they sold and money that they collected and whatnot. We'd like to see two signatures on there. Count the money. Give it to somebody else, another member that's next to you. Let them count the money and both sign for it. Betty brought me stuff last week. Said, here, I'm giving you this money and this money to put in there. Can you sign for this? I signed for it too. So it doesn't mean that we don't trust anybody. It just means I'm covering her butt, she's covering my butt, whatever.
I can't count, really, is what it amounts to.
Yeah. Anybody got anything else before we talk about some nominations?
Yes. Was there?
Yep, go.
I'd like to voice a complaint.
Okay.
Was there a nominating committee this year?
Yes.
Nobody called me.
No. The person that was supposed to call you is over at this table over here, and I won't mention Sharpie's name.
Who was the nominating committee?
The nominating committee was...
That would be me and Lou, and I had age through age. Don't give me any of your shit.
Nobody, I never got a phone call.
And you made a true
end. You and Vic now, it's called a cell phone or an email?
I got it.
Sit down, will you?
All right, I just wanted to say, I never got a phone call.
Can I put you down for something?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Dave,
hold me. Safety committee, just one thing I got.
Oh, yeah, we have it on.
Crazy Al helmets that I've gotten, five or six that Jen hooked me up with. That guy, the vendor I'm getting them from now, is offering us a 10% discount. I'll send Betty the link. I know I've only had one complaint. Somebody said that when they were doing 115 miles an hour, like ruffled on their head. I won't mention any names, Ronnie. But
he's just used to that damn turtle shell. That vibrates like crazy.
Can throw that point. Just kind of levitate there.
All right.
Mark, before you do them?
Yes, Joyce.
Quick, the 5K run next Friday. We could use some motorcycles down there.
Yeah.
The scouts really, really want motorcycles down there. If I have a minimum of 10 people, everything's covered. There's officers at all the turns. Roddy's done this before. They like the motorcycles there. They had asked us to bring the bike trailer up there. Channel 6 News is always there, talking about putting ourselves out there.
Can you promise no rain?
Oh, I'd love to promise no rain. Last year was terrible.
Do I have to follow that guy again?
No.
The party was over with this guy.
Roddy, the Boy Scouts leader down there, when I talk with him, what he wants us to do is 3 or 4 bikes to lead the procession out for the runners, followed by posts. Road guard to help the cops block the road, and then whatever's left to be cleanup behind them. People run out of gas, you know, they just can't run no more. I gave two guys a ride home last year. So,
really? On your bike?
Yeah, on the bike. I just stuck my helmet on their head and just 5 miles an hour back to Volition. The cops were clapping, everything was cool.
one of the kids had to get it.
It's a really good thing. Really, really good.
So, what day is that?
Friday?
That's Friday. That's the 11th. It's on Veterans Day, so if you have the day 11th. Off. They also do a ceremony at the, it's Martinage Glen Square. I have the information here. Because they're giving half their proceeds to Tim's Run and their Christmas families, Kate, I know, is going to speak in the beginning to knock off and speak about Tim. Kate is Al's wife, if you don't know, which would be Timmy Bill Cage's sister. So she's going to, you know, knock it off in the name of, you know, their family and make sure that the community knows what we do and what the Boy Scouts are donating to before the race even starts. So everybody there will hear about it. Plus, it'll give us, they give us the opportunity to kind of show what else we do, too, by asking us to bring the trailer down there. So if people can come to that, I'll shoot an email out and I might tag it on.
Is there anybody in here that knows if they can come to that thing on Friday?
I'd
Roddy?
I'd like to try, but I don't know.
Two, three, four, five.
What time?
Six, seven.
I don't
hear. What time is it?
Time.
9 a.m. Race starts at 10. You can't make it for 9. You make it for 9:30. You know, come.
And at the end, you get donuts. And
where we meet. Yeah, there's bagels to start. It starts at Martinage Glen Square in Felicia, which is by the school, which is now the town hall. The little square gazebo right there is where it starts.
The courthouse.
Yep, across from the courthouse, the now courthouse.
It's on Facebook. I'll repost that.
Yeah, and it was on the website too. I don't know if there's anything else on that, but
it's done by 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah. They have a closing ceremony. They have a veteran ceremony.
We can bang in sick for half a day.
So even if, as a veteran, you can be there and stand up. They welcome you to stand up with the veterans and just take part in the ceremony. So they'd like to kind of highlight what we're about. So.
Good. Yeah, anybody that can make that run next Friday, the veterans for the Boy Scouts, that's coming back and helping us out. So 9 o'clock till 12 or 1, and let Joyce know. Get some names down.
What time are you going to be there?
9 o'clock.
Meeting at the...
Yep, we can meet right there. I'm going to be up. I'll be there early at the trailer. I'll be there, so whenever you get there, you know.
Where you want us to park, Joyce, the bikes?
The bikes are... Usually they save a spot right on the sidewalk in front of the square. There's a registration table on the square side of the sidewalk. Then there's a small parking area there, and they like us to line up there. That's where they parked last year. So there'll be a spot. There's cones there, so you can whistle right in.
Right next to Virginia. Yes, I agree.
Anybody got anything else for old business, new business, anything before we talk about some nominations? Okay. We have 5 positions that are available. 2 for board of directors, 1 for vice president, 1 for secretary, and 1 for treasurer. Rick is not here tonight. He said he would like to stay on for vice president. We have some people that have expressed interest in taking some of the positions. Treasurer, Joe Downey, Tara, and Butch. I also would like everybody to know that Joe Downey has come forward and said that he would fill out the rest of Shelley's term. He can help me out until next month, which is the next meeting, and then he can be voted on along with Tara and Butch. As far as board of directors, Ron Schneider has asked to be put in for board of directors. There's 2 spots open. That's 1 person. Jake, can you tell everybody what the board of directors, what you need to qualify to be a board of director?
Well, you need to be qualified to be a board of director. You have to be an original member.
I'm sorry, but we can't hear you back.
You need to be an original member or an officer and serve 5 years, or you have to serve 10 years. They're the three requirements.
Right. The 10 years don't have to be consecutive, neither does the 5 years. And they wanted you to either hold a seat or have held a seat along with your 5 years.
There's one stipulation about that, is that original member has preference over any other member.
Okay. So what are we going to throw out, some sheets tonight, or do you want to...
Sheets for what? There's nothing. I got the ballots for the next meeting.
Okay. So we're going to have ballots for the next meeting. It's not going to be a raise your hand. We're going to vote on paper.
Now, as far as the other positions for board of directors, I'm up myself. My position's up, and Roddy's position's up. I'd like to renew my position and continue to be a board of director. So
okay, sorry, Jake, I didn't.
And I don't know about Roddy, if he's still interested in running. Still
interested. So there's... You what? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so Roddy is still interested, and Jake is still interested.
So and that leaves out any member who's not an original doesn't have a chance for that position.
Okay, so in lieu of that, you have to be an original member in order to approached.
I'm just going
to
ask a question about that. So that means 20 years from now, the new member that's been here for 15 years and served on the board, and a member that's been an original already has been on the board, can step over top of them as precedence?
Original, yes. Always comes first. They always get first option at the board.
If you can't get five original six, that spot,
yep,
then it goes to the next criteria.
Just to go down the line.
Can a 10-year non-officer or 5-year plus an officer position in good standing?
Do you want me to read it, anybody? Because I have it here.
Yeah. No.
I guess we got it. Okay. So they have ballots at the next meeting. If they're not going to be at the next meeting, they can send them to you, correct?
Yes.
In an envelope with your name on it, because we're checking off the members that are available to vote and which ones aren't.
Did we have anybody else running for any of the other positions?
Board of directors.
Right.
Ronnie is, besides the two that want to stay on, you, Butch, and Joe Downey for the treasurer, and no one for the vice president or the secretary.
Okay. Well, I'm running for secretary, I guess.
Can we close the nominations on the vice president and secretary tonight? Make a motion? Can you do that? Is that the way it's supposed to be done?
I don't think you can. I think we have to wait till next month to be able to do that. Okay, other than that, that's it. There's no coming to next month's meeting and say, hey, I thought about it and I want to be in now. That's tonight. So these are the people that you're voting on. Roddy, Chris, Ronnie, Tara, Butch, and Joe.
I think according to, if we go by Robert's Rules of Orders, we're supposed to close those tonight.
Correct.
We are. Tonight?
The nominations?
Yes.
You're closing the nominations.
Right.
The nominations are gone.
Right.
But no, it was last year.
Well, that's what he said. Tonight's the last.
Yeah, tonight's the...
Right, but so we're supposed to vote and close on those tonight. That's
no,
what I'm saying.
No.
The nominations are closed tonight.
We vote in December, at the December meeting.
The nominations should be closed tonight.
They correct. Are. Yep.
Right.
That's what I said. If anybody else wants anything...
We went through this last year.
Right. Randy?
We have three originals running for two positions.
Yep.
No. No.
Yes.
Yes.
There are three originals running for two positions. Yes. Ronnie's the newcomer. Who's he running against?
He's running against me,
each other.
Jake and
Roddy.
Highest two?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Yep. Highest two.
That's going to be a vote two box.
That's going to be a vote two box, yes. Yep.
Okay. No voter fraud like Hillary.
Anybody got anything else?
That's what was it about.
Then we should vote on that, right? There should be a motion to close those nominations, right?
Yeah, we're not going to have any other nominations, so we could.
Yeah, but I think we've gone through this before. According to Robert's Rules of Order, we're supposed to close the nominations tonight on each position.
Not all the members are here.
Well, we definitely have enough. Yeah, we have enough.
You need a quorum, yeah.
We have a quorum.
Yep.
Anybody who's not here at this meeting shouldn't be running for office. I
make a motion to close nominations.
Hold on a second. All the phone calls been made to everybody. So everybody knows what's going on.
Everybody except Al.
Okay. I never got a phone call. And me. Called my mother.
I never got a phone call.
That's fine. I didn't get a phone call.
I didn't get one either. I didn't get a phone call.
You didn't get a phone call?
I'll tell you what.
I didn't get one either.
Am I the only one that thinks,
Yeah,
that's my third year in the club. We always hold nominations in November and December.
Right.
Do you need a phone call?
No.
Right.
Okay, I make a motion to close nominations.
Second.
Dave.
Ooh. Nominations are closed. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
We make a motion to close this meeting.
Second.
Okay, we're closed. Holy cow.
Good call, Billy.
Don't forget, Sunday, watch yourself on TV.
Martin's have intermission.
And don't forget,